At some point in our history, athletic shoes became something more than just transportation for your feet. You might remember Dr. J's, officially called the Converse All-Star Pro Mode, or ProKed 69ers, the original Uptowns, or ProKed Royals. These were the cool sneakers of the 1970s. According to a new book called Where'd You Get Those?, author Babito Garcia has written an insider's appreciation for the preoccupation some New York teenagers have with sneakers. Did I say some? Probably most every. He sees the sneaker culture as the beginning of what's become known as urban marketing. Babito Garcia joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Why did sneakers become so important?
Because sneakers were a performance shoe for basketball players. They were sort of revered a little bit more higher than shoes of other makes or of other categories. So what happened on the playgrounds in basketball affected what people wore for style off the playground.
How does somebody customize their sneakers?
You know, customizing a sneaker wasn't just painting it. Sometimes it was intricately lacing your sneaker with two different colored laces. Maybe it was stuffing socks underneath the tongue to give the appearance of a wider shoe. Customizing sneakers in the 80s with pens and markers, you could have almost went to art school to learn how to do it.
What are some of your favorite sneakers of all time?
Well, the Nike franchise that came out in 1981 was a very sleek shoe, and fortunately, it was never taken up by consumers. Because the thing is, a lot of popular basketball shoes have later on become just popular shoes, period. And it's all about having sneakers where someone doesn't understand where you got them. So let's say Adidas shell toes were popular in the 80s, but they were extremely hard to find in the early 70s. Nike franchises never became popular outside of the basketball circles. And most of my favorite sneakers of all time are shoes that were good performance shoes, good for style, and weren't popular.
Wall Street traders began to wear sneaks.
That was the most interesting thing that I ever witnessed probably in my whole life. When I started seeing yuppies on the trains of New York with suits and silk ties and sneakers. You know, sneakers were looked at as just sort of, oh, you wear those to the gym. And now they are on par with any well-designed leather shoe.
There are some people who see the sneaker culture, it's even become a phrase, as this kind of dangerous combination of adolescent longing and corporate greed.
We live in a total different age of sneaker marketing and sneaker advertising, and that's the very reason why I ended the book in 1987, because after 87, the sneaker game had just become so huge and so profitable that the average kid who loves sneakers was no longer making the decisions on what to buy on his own. What he was buying was being affected by million-dollar advertising campaigns, being affected by so many variables that it just could never be the same.
Why is biting someone's kicks and then rocking them the same exact way whack? No, I really want to know. I mean, this question has perplexed me for some time. I can't ask every, you know, damn
do you understand what
analyst from the
means?
Brookings Institution who comes in here that question, or some U.S. senator. Yes, it means you shouldn't copy other people's sneaker designs.
That's right. That's right. I'm sorry.
I can see, like any other politician, Mr. Garcia, you're going to duck my question, aren't you?
No. You know, we spend a tremendous amount of energy and time in cultivating sneakers that no one else has, whether it's taking the time and the patience to buy a pair of sneakers and then not wear them for 7 to 8 years until they're no longer available on the market, and then wearing them so that we have an exclusive shoe. We take a lot of time and attention customizing a sneaker. We take a lot of time and attention going to different cities and different boroughs to search out sneakers that aren't available in our own community so that we could be special. So when you put that amount of time and energy into what you wear, and then you see someone else, like you said, biting your style, biting your kicks, it's whack. You know, it defeats you because we all put so much energy into being unique.
That's whacked.
Yeah, that's whacked.
So,
word up.
Bobito, very nice talking to you.
Thank you so much. And to anyone out there, if you purchased the book, I truly hope that you enjoy reading it, or if you just look at the pictures, enjoy the pictures. I'm not just the author, I'm also the photographer of the book. And it's called Where'd You Get Those? New York City Sneaker Culture, 1960 to 1987 on Testify Books, and available at finer bookstores worldwide.
You've just taken over my job. I have nothing left to say except thank you.
I apologize for jumping in the host seat.
Leave nothing to chance. That helps. Well, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Catch a few peeps at some cool sneaks. You can come to our website, npr.org.